Good evening. Thank you very much. My name is Leanne, and I'm going to play a few songs for you this evening. The first song I'm going to play is called Don't Wake Me Up. Don't wake me up, I'm trying to find you. Oh, as I walk through, you're hiding in the corners of my mind. Never fear, I'll be close behind. My only love, I'll follow behind you. Won't go without you. You are my only counterpart. Will I know why I lost control of my heart and soul? Because I know you, I cannot reach through. Safely behind me. Now I can run free. The only true love I have ever known. Into yours my life has been thrown. Still early days, so it's just the beginning. Oh, sing when you're winning. They say some things are better left unsaid, but I take my life to stay in your bed. Well, I know why I lost control of my heart and soul. Thank you. Cheers, everyone.
It is the playlist, and you just heard Leanne La Havas with her song Don't Wake Me Up, live from the Hotel Cafe. And if you really liked that song, you just can't get enough of it. If you go to her website, LeannaLaHavas.com, and don't worry, I'll have the link on this show. If you go there, you can actually get this live EP that she released, and all it costs is an email. And I'm sure you want to be updated with what she has to say. So it's a win-win. You're going to get a live EP, recorded at the Hotel Cafe, and you're going to find out about this amazing artist that I just found out about. Coming up later in the program, we will be speaking with Captain Willie from the band The Voodoo Fix. But before we get into that, we are going to hear this faux French band called Noir Non Plus. This is a song off their third album, Freudian Slip, and this is Had Enough.
Votre culte, je me fous de tous ces faux culs. On a dit, soyez méchants, et ça vous aidera dans la vie. Ça vous donne un air important, mais ce sont eux qui n'ont rien compris. Ce ne sont que des suiveurs qui ont peur de penser, préférant laisser d'autres décider. Leur vérité trahie, ne se doutant de rien, ils suivent le troupeau sans. mes actions. On a tous quelque chose à dire, on est tous aussi importants. Laissez-nous, mais laissez-nous vivre, vous serez tout aussi contents. La vie est déjà courte, à quoi bon s'embêter? Les gens petits ne grandiront jamais. Ne les écoute pas, maintenant c'est à toi. Tu peux décider qui tu es. Valinov, de tous ces faux culs, j'en ai marre de vos insultes. Valinov, de votre culte, j'en ai marre de vos insultes. J'en ai marre, je n'écouterai plus. Valinov, de votre culte, Valinov, de tous ces faux culs, j'en ai marre de vos insultes. J'en ai marre, je n'écouterai plus. Valinov, de votre culte, Valinov.
This is Will Halsey, aka Captain Willie, with the Voodoo Fix. I'm about to talk to Turtle from EnterTheShell.com, but first, this is, I believe, 12th track on their new record, Not For Nothing, with a song called Save Me. Hope you enjoy it.
Just heard the Voodoo Fix. You can find them thevoodoofix.com, and I am honored to actually have a captain with me. How's it going?
Going great. How are you doing, Turtle?
I'm doing really well. I'm very intrigued on this whole captain thing. Were you a captain at sea, or how did this moniker come about?
A captain of a school bus, actually, is how I earned the title back in the fall of 2009, shortly after we released our first EP, I spent every dime I had on a full-size school bus, one, to give me some shelter to live in, and also to give the band a touring vehicle. And that's what we took on our first tour in the summer of 2009, and that's how I earned the title Captain Willie.
Captain Willie, I love it. I love it. Do you enjoy driving big things?
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun. You definitely get the rule of tonnage, as they say on the road, is people yield to you when you're driving an 11-ton vehicle. So I guess I like that power trip.
Now, is it true that they say that guys that drive kind of big long things are trying to overcompensate for not having like a huge penis or something like that?
Well, I'd have to disagree with that. It was more a space issue. Didn't end up being the most efficient vehicle in the world, but that thing went to many a great music festival, and it took many a fan to many a Voodoo Fix show, so it served us very well. Gus the Bus was the name of the vehicle, and it brought a lot of good times to Southern California and the West Coast, for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You guys originally started off here in L.A., California, and now you guys are on the East Coast. What was that decision? Was it, hey, I think the East Coast is more of our vibe type thing?
Not necessarily more of our vibe. The West Coast, California, Whittier specifically, is where the band met. We all went to Whittier College, or the founding members of the band went to Whittier College, where we met and got together. And that's definitely where our roots are and where our base is, and we got a lot of friends and family out there. But after gigging professionally for three years and doing two West Coast tours in succession in the summer of 2009 and 2010, we realized we just needed to expand our base. We needed to give a try to the East Coast. We had a lot of friends from the East Coast. I'm actually from New Haven, Connecticut, originally, where we've been based since October. And just the amount of places there are to play, they're just in such a close proximity as compared to the West Coast, where everything is just so spread out. You know, you got a 6-hour, 350-mile trek from L.A. to San Francisco, and those were our biggest two cities on the West Coast. So just the time and the gas and all the expenses and the wear and tear that it takes to go between them was just wearing us down. And we learned after two West Coast tours, it's really tough to make ends meet strictly touring the West Coast. So in September, we came across the U.S. along the Southern Route, and since we've been based in New Haven, we've been able to hit Boston, Providence, Philadelphia, New York City, Burlington, Vermont. We've been able to hit them rapid fire. You know, we can go to a different city, a different state every weekend, and we're just always covering new ground, playing to new people in such a small geographical area that it's really been great. It's been a huge change of pace, as has the weather, which isn't so great, but that's how it goes, the sacrifice we made.
Yeah, you guys have that whole, season thing going on there, right?
Yeah, we have seasons on the East Coast, which is something that the West Coasters and the band are not too familiar with.
Now, real quick, I just want to touch on this, but you guys were all going to Whittier College, so you guys were all fighting poets, huh?
We three of the current five members are poets for life, and graduated between 08 and 09, so we are definitely fighting poets.
Yeah, did you ever, or I don't know if this is still there or not, but there is like a fake elevator there at that college where somebody, I guess, drew an elevator, and from time to time, like all the freshmen think it's a real elevator and like actually stand there waiting to use it. Have you ever seen that?
No, I can't. I can't say that I have. I wish, because it seems like it'd be entertaining.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. My brother went there, and so he would show me like some of the stuff, but that was like back in like the early 90s, so I don't know if it's still there or not. But I'll tell you what, we're going to hear another song. We're going to hear Will Do, and then we're going to have more with my guest, the infamous Captain Will, all that coming up right here on the playlist.
I want you here near me, no one is home. All my friends left me, even Abram is gone. It's your birthday tomorrow. I tell you with sorrow, I have nothing for you, but I adore you. But I do have the song for you. It's not much, but I hope it'll do. Can you love me still? Looking at your smile, I can tell that you will. It's been a whole year now, still off my feet. You're doing good, girl, you're doing great. Breathe slowly, cause you know me. It may not be easy, but you need me. But I do have the song for you. It's not much, but I hope it'll do. Still, looking at your smile, I can tell that you will.
What you're hearing, please check out www.thevoodoofix.com for more.
One week later, I woke, thought I might be dead. 10 shots ain't no joke when there's flowers by your bed. Come on! On this particular night, my soul was a sin. Started drinking with a whiskey woman. Now I'm in the mess I'm in.
Can't stop me now.
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 Can't stop. Can't stop. Can't stop me now.
Just heard the song I Awoke from the band The Voodoo Fix, and with me Captain Willie. And I got to see the video, and which, by the way, I'll also post the video on this blog for I Awoke. And you got some pretty hot chicks in that video. The opening scene, I love. Who is it that's waking up?
That is our road crew main assistant on the road, Andrew Bobrick, better known around these parts as Batman, because of a tattoo on his left shoulder with the image. And he's been a friend and a helper to the band for years now. He's another Whittier College connection. He's an artist, and he's a drifter and all-around badass. He actually met up with us in New Orleans on the tour route coming up from Florida on his motorbike. And he followed us from New Orleans all the way to New Haven on a motorcycle traveling behind the band van. So he definitely put in his time and was a trooper. But yeah, he's been with us since September, and he's been helping us out the whole way. So he's much more than just the star of the video.
Yeah, which, by the way, I'm sure he did it mine when you're like, okay, we're going to get all these smoking hot chicks, we're going to throw them on a bed, you're going to wake up next to them. I'm sure he was not opposed to that, right?
No, he wasn't opposed to that. Then he found out that he was going to be bitch-slapped by George the Pimp.
Yeah, that guy was the pimp, right? Or assumed, yeah. Pimp. You know, I didn't want to, like, just, you know, cast, you know, names on anybody. You know, I was just like, well, I'm just going to assume, you know.
That was the suggestion, but yeah, he wasn't really, nobody was really out of character except for the females in that video, but
that sucks.
yeah, the protagonist and the antagonist were very much in character, just being themselves with the video camera around.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys doing any more videos?
Yeah, we definitely have plans to. Batman is working on a claymation video for a song that we're in the studio with now, and we're hoping to do something with the boys from Sun Price Productions, the guys who shot that video, in addition to two other live studio videos. Kevin Sun and Reed Price, they're a great duo out of Whittier College. Actually, some more rising stars out of Whittier College that just do phenomenal work. And we're hoping to meet up with them come March, when we're going to be on the West Coast for a little bit. And we'd love to shoot something again with those guys, because they're just way beyond their years in the talent department.
Yeah, are you guys going to be doing your Torganic out here? And for those people that don't know what Torganic is, if you can just explain that.
Yeah, Torganic is a traveling grassroots festival that we started last summer. And basically the idea is we bring a festival to an organic farm that's hosted by a willing farmer, and we'll provide the full sound setup, we'll book a couple local bands, and we ourselves will play these shows completely free and charge a $5 to $10 donation from the general public, and all proceeds go directly to these farmers to help them with projects on their farms. And it's all about supporting local, supporting organic, you know, calling out Monsanto and some of the major wrongdoings that are going on with the food industry today, and just encouraging people to grow their own food and, you know, take the power back.
Yeah, cool. You guys are doing such cool shit. Let me know when you do that, if you do in fact do that here in LA, and I would love to come and film it and be a part of that. because that's really cool. Do you ever go on to enterthesheld.com? I'm sure you're a huge fan, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Just like Captain Willie, you got to follow orders, you know? So you too should log on to enterthesheld.com, check out our blog section, and most importantly, download all the podcasts. Those are amazing. And if you want to be featured on the playlist, easy. Email me, turtle@entertheshell.com, and we'll see if we can get you on. My guest has been Captain Willie from The Voodoo Fix. You can find him at thevoodoofix.com. And the last question I wanted to ask you was, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot. Is this, do you mean like a personal resolution or a band resolution?
I'm going to go with the personal resolution.
Wow. Definitely on the spot. I guess if I had to say, honestly thinking about it for the first time, my resolution is to be that much harder of a worker and that much tougher, because despite all the strides we've made as a band, there's always more we could be doing, and we're never waiting for anybody to do it for us, whether it's booking shows, promoting them, running our own tours, or anything else. If you want something done, do it yourself. And so my resolution is just to be that much harder of a worker and push myself and my bandmates that much harder.
Cool, cool. Let's see if next year maybe I'll give you another call and see how you did with that resolution. Or hopefully in March when you are here in L.A., I can ask you that, and you could come into the studio and maybe we could do a live show or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great. We'd love to do it.
Cool, cool. My guest has been Captain Willie. Make sure to check him out at thevoodoofix.com. And we are going to leave you now with the song Sun Won't Shine.
Shine on me when you're not around.